way of nonviolence. It's the only path to start the revolution of everlasting peace. Become a messiah, because the world is insane. It's no time to be passive. Take decisive action. Receive the new dispensation of universal priesthood, of the Pentecostal flame. No religious boundaries.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Realization of our oneness. Heal the separation by going out as sheep among wolves, treading on scorpions, filled with fiery light, working day and night to bring home the lost and broken, bring them back into the fold of the fullness of heaven. The kingdom within, biomystical enlightenment, awakening in this new age. Be your own sage.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Don't fall back asleep. The time of now is crucial to spread the holy virus of God union, the bliss of God communion, and sweet samadhi. Don't forget nirvana, cosmic conscious for all sons and daughters of the absolute. Your one and true identity. Pray for your brothers and sisters, for the family of the Most High.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Can't live in a bubble. Come out of solitude and sow some seeds on fertile ground. Light the world on fire with the Holy Spirit. Some call it Shakti or the life force housed in the spine. Ascending and descending angels, here to help in the cause of bringing heaven to earth.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Well, hello, and welcome to Turning Points and Transformations. This is Brian Rice, Father Brian Rice, welcoming you for a special episode called Conscious Healing. And I just want to let you know that most of these episodes that you hear here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network are also available at turningpointsandtransformations.org. That's turningpointsandtransformations.org. And happy again that you have chosen to listen to the show. Happy that you've chosen to tune in, and am really ecstatic about the support that you're giving the whole network as a whole, especially some of the newer programs and newly refined programs, Liberation Spirituality, as well as Progressive Christian Living. So thank you very much for your support and the network as a whole. And I just want to take today to say that we all experience pain, and we all want to, and we all need to experience a cleansing and a renewal. And what a better time of the year to do that than during Lent. And during this period of transformation, of purification, of reflection, introspection, it's not so much about mortification, about the giving up of habits, but the giving up of things, giving up of things that sometimes may harm us. Although those things are good to do too, to refine our choices and to rejuvenate ourselves through purification as a whole. That is a great practice to engage in. Conscious healing involves making intentions for yourself and for your loved ones. And your loved ones can include your pets. And these animals bring us so much joy in our lives, and it's hard not to include them in our prayers and in our supplications, in our upliftments, in our intentions that we have. I'm currently sitting at home alone with five animals, one of which just had surgery. He had to have his claws removed. He's about 3 years old, so it's a surgery that had some risks when you do that with an older cat. We took in this cat back in 2011, I believe, and he's taken and making a home here with us. He's quite a personality, and it was quite interesting having him gone for a day and a half. And we feel a void in our lives when we have pets and children and loved ones missing or away from us. And we do need sometimes, and that sometimes reminds us of our need for healing and our need for renewal. It's good to take a step back, as I'm doing now while I'm watching my cat recover, heal himself, take time for himself to become more back to his original functioning without claws. And that'll certainly help our furniture. I can tell you that much. It definitely has helped in a very big way, already just having him be caught, because I can see the future as it being so much more wholesome and free from the catastrophes caused by cats. So our other two cats are declawed. They were declawed at youth, and they're indoor cats, so there's no harm in doing so. And why speak of my animals and conscious healing in the same vein? Well, because as my animal is in the depths of healing right now, in the throngs of healing, so aren't we, and so am I. And I was away for a healing weekend in a Kundalini yoga training, and the theme was the healing path. And lots of things were talked about, from diet on to holistic choices and lifestyle choices. And that's really what purification is about, and when is about taking a look at how we're living our lives in relationship to the divine as well, the divine indwelling God presence within ourselves. And it is rather a good thing to take daily time to center on what it is that makes us click, what it is that makes us dead air. What it is that makes us go on and move forward and make choices. What it is that motivates us is what I'm trying to get at. And motivations are become from many sources, primal sources, as well as evolutionary forces. We are evolving in consciousness, and we constantly are updating ourselves, upgrading ourselves, just like we need to update software for our computers and our phones and our electronic devices. We need to upgrade our consciousness, and we can upgrade our consciousness through conscious application of healing, and we can take time for ourselves daily, as I said, to step back and to say some affirmations. One good one to say is "I am," and to declare that you are, and you are in the presence of God always, now, forever. Say "I am." I am. And say it from a gut level. I am. It's very therapeutic to be able to say "I am" and say, be still and know that I am God. To know that God is within us. To be still and know the divine indwelling God presence, the loving presence, the infinite source of creativity, the infinite source of abundance. Tuning into that presence is vital. We need to take time every day to reflect. We need to take time every day, many times a day, to be mindful. And conscious healing is an act of being mindful. Being mindful of our needs. Mindful of what it is that we're doing. We have to make everything we do a living meditation. Everything. From doing the dishes to doing yard work, shoveling the driveway, if it's snow season for you, as it was for me this morning. In all our daily activities, we should seek to uplift our consciousness. Seek upliftment. Seek upliftment. Seek upliftment, and we will be renewed. We constantly want to refer to the state within ourselves. We constantly want to connect within ourselves to super consciousness, to blissful awareness. And we can do this through silent time, as I've been talking about in the Silent Mind Meditation Program that was designed by Anmol Mehta from anmolmehta.com. taking a break from that this week, as you might have noticed. That will continue to be available on turningpointsandtransformations.org, the Silent Mind Meditation Program. And I really suggest that you take it up. It's a 12-week process, gentle yoga and pranayama, breath control, and also energy work and transformation of the self, total self, be coming into contact with ultimate reality, which is our true reality, which is that we are the I Am Presence, that we are the Christ Consciousness, the Buddha Awareness, the Buddha Consciousness, the Krishna Consciousness. We are one with God. It's not heretical to say in these days and age, in this day and age, it's more acceptable for us to be able to say that, that we are one with the divine. And it's very hard when you are trapped in religiosity and in when you're trapped in the throngs of dogmatic belief. And it traps you to the point where you suffocate and you can't see beyond, where you see things only in terms of black or white or duality. We're talking about a reality here of non-duality, one that we can engage in the conscious awareness of divine presence. We can be at one with that. There's many things we can do: centering prayer, meditation, yoga practice, chanting, singing, writing. There's many ways to pray. And we really do need to learn how to pray. We need to learn how to listen, too. That's what this season is about. And meditation is listening to God, and prayer is talking to God. It's great to have intentions and to talk to the divine about all our concerns. But what good is that if we don't ever offer up our joys or offer up our pain? In the theme of this show today, Conscious Healing, we should offer up our pain. If we know that our loved ones and our dear ones, like our animals and our children and our family members and our friends, are suffering, hold them up in your intentions. Hold them in your mind consciously. Look between the eyebrows, the Christ center, that of Christ consciousness, and visualize that person. Cross your hands over your heart. Tune into your magnetic field. Send healing radiation out from your body. You are a healing vessel. You can heal. You can do great things. You can do wonderful things. You simply apply yourself. What better time than now to start? Start reaching out, start sending out healing vibes, not to use New Age terms, but vibrations. We ultimately are fluctuations of consciousness and frequencies, and we are a series of vibrations. We emit a series of vibrations, and the vibrations that we carry with us help to determine whether or not we're sick or well. Our spiritual immune system is strongest when we are in line with the divine will. And what is the will of God? It is that we are love. That we are love and that we enact love and that we serve. Many of us, like myself, we resist service. We resist the mundane. We're scared of the mundane. We're scared of the normal. We want the extraordinary. Well, as I've said in past shows, we need to find the extraordinary in the ordinary. And we need to allow ourselves to be used as instruments of peace. Peaceful vessels, peaceful instruments. Serving humanity. There's lots of ways to serve. And this time of the year helps us to take that into consideration. Now, it's not a time, I encourage you to get away from not fasting. Fasting is a great thing to do. But when you fast for the sake of fasting because you think that you have to, without the purification that really comes with it, the cleansing of the mind and the heart, it really does no good. You have to set intentions to proclaim a new habit, to proclaim a new way, a new path. A healing path. Start on a healing path. If you've chosen to abstain from something, and that helps make you feel closer to God, good for you. Good for you. I advocate for something a little bit different. Taking time for daily practice, spiritual practice. And removing, just doing away with things that are destructive, things that are harmful to the soul, or to the body, or to the mind. Some people speak of master cleanses. Well, we need to cleanse ourselves from the inside out. Through conscious application of healing of the self, then we can heal others. In some of the chanting that I was doing this weekend, and some of the healing visualizations that I was doing this weekend, this past weekend, at the training I was at, the retreat I was at, I held up one of our cats in a cord because he's been suffering for weeks and weeks and weeks. He's been more and more bedridden and has been going to the bathroom, losing control of his functions more and more. He's an old cat. And that happens with old age. He's being treated. we're doing everything in our power to treat him. But honestly, he was bedridden and wouldn't get up much. Was doing pretty shabby, really. And when I came home, he was doing much better. In the course of 2 days, 2 days of healing applications from a distance, doesn't have to be right in person. Doesn't have to be in the form of traditional prayers. There's lots of ways to pray, as I said. There's lots of ways to heal as well. But the cat's been doing wonderful. His health has been a lot better. He hasn't been losing control of his functions as much. He's been getting up from his box with his where his blanket is. And he's been walking around, and he's been chirping and making noises and purring and making his presence known. Now, I'm not always... I'm not the nicest of people to this cat. As St. Francis had trouble loving the leper, I've had trouble loving this cat. He smells. He has a hard time cleaning himself. He's always begging for food, which is a good sign, really. Now, these aren't a big deal, you might say, Brian, but I still find it hard to love him. I do have compassion for him, but I still have a hard time loving him. And great saints throughout the ages have had trouble loving certain people and certain things. Not saying I'm a great saint. Maybe I hope to be one day. But I have a long way to go. Don't we all? Don't we all? But this isn't about beating ourselves up. But it's about recognizing that where we fall short and recognizing that we can do better. Recognizing that we can, in fact, do a little bit more than we're doing. We can do just a little bit more each day. What can you do to become a conscious healer? It's to do all those things, to take time to remove some of the things that are harmful to you, to your mind, body, and soul. Forget about the sin language. Forget about guilt. Let's just talk about blessing. We can be blessings to other people, other living species, creation itself. That creation deserves our compassion. All of it. We're called to love all of creation and hold it in our prayers. Whether you're doing daily meditations, daily yoga, daily centering prayer, daily chanting, daily writing, daily journaling, there's much you can do to send out healing vibrations into the universe, into creation. Project out into reality, into this one reality that we share in common. Healing. Sensitivity. Compassion. I'm still here. Are you? It's good to take a moment to just regroup. Take a moment to just take things in. And to release. A few weeks back, we talked about releasing fear. That's a good practice to do. A good Lenten practice is to release our fears. Release our burdens. Release our cares. Release. 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 Isn't it time you let go of your grievances? Isn't it time you fasted from your grievances, from your obsessions, from your fixations? Ultimately, Lent, it's about giving up our attachments and our fixations. They can be with people, they can be with things, they can be with food, they can be with almost anything. They can be with objects. They can be with material things. With money. Institutions. Relationships. And people. Attachments to certain people. There might be certain relationships we need to end. Certain friendships we need to end. Don't want to keep negative company. Now, deep within yourself, honor the divine. Honor the call within your heart to do something for somebody else today. Say a prayer for something, for a cause. Something higher than you. Lend yourself in the spirit of giving. There's so many things that you can do to become a conscious healer. But release the pain and the heartache and the grievance. Release them. They are nothing. They do not control you. They cannot possess you. So I'm glad we took some time together this week to just reflect upon life, Lent, healing, hope, and also the good things that we have to look forward to, the good things that we have in life, the good things that we have to be thankful for. Show thanks, give thanks. I want to thank you for joining me today and every week here on Turning Points and Transformations. I urge you to become a conscious healer. And to let go of the things in the subconscious realm that subterranean world down deep within yourself that needs to be healed itself. It needs to be released. And so I send you forth, wishing you peace and grace. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Way of Consciousness Radio Network with programs that bring hope and inspiration to all. We are progressive Christians proclaiming the good news that all are welcome and loved. Sunday evenings, listen to Spiritual Spectrum with Father Michael Sherbert at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Times. Tuesday evenings, we present Liberation Spirituality with Linda Marie Nelson and Michael Sherbert, broadcasting live at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Times. Wednesday's program is Turning Points and Transformations with your host, Father Brian Rice. Thursdays, listen to Progressive Christian Living with your host, Bishop Manny Gilmore and Bishop Jack Stafford, live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Times. All programs are archived for your anytime listening enjoyment. We thank you for your listening support and send you blessings of peace and joy.